Blog Talk Radio.
So listen, good afternoon or good evening, whichever one it is where you are. God bless you for being with us. This is Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are in Jackson, Mississippi for the week. And we're just on the PRF table tonight. Just want to talk to you a little bit about identity theft. As always, calling in or dialing in, we have somebody very special to the table. We call her Mama. Her name is Mary Ann Williams. And Mama, good evening to you. And welcome, welcome, welcome once again.
Good evening to you, and I also want to say good evening to my family, and again, it's a joy that you all are joining us this evening, and we'll just enjoy the show. Thank you.
All right, so listen, let me tell you, we had a phenomenal month last month with Vera Moody being with us. This month, y'all, is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different. Because this month it's not a bunch of rah rah rah. You'll probably get a little bit of that, but let me just say what I want to happen. What I really want to happen. God bless you, Mr. Duckett, Apostle Cottrell. I really desire, and this is me. I'm not saying God said this. You know, some folks got a hard time, Mama, saying what they say and what God says. You hear it coming out of their mouth. They think that everything you say is God. But this is what I really want. I would love while we have these 30 minutes on the air tonight. While we're broadcasting live from Jackson, Mississippi, I would really, really appreciate if we could have just a few religious leaders, just a few. Because what we're talking about this month is something that is very, very detrimental to many people, many people's communities. And if we don't have the conversations right now, I'm not going to say what I'm afraid of, Mama, but one of the things One thing I know is there's some things that we if we don't address right now, then what happens later on? What happens later on when certain things actually hit our footsteps? So, Mama, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been a victim of identity theft?
No, I haven't, but I've had my computer hacked into more than once.
Right, I got you. And that's a good thing because even though you said no to the identity theft piece and you talked about your computer hacking, you know, that's a security thing too. But, you know, somebody can hack into your computer and they can send some crazy emails to folk. And I had a brother the other day had an email and he said, hey, I need a favor, my brother. And he said, I'm trying to get these what are these things called, Mama, these – iTunes cards for my niece. Her birthday is coming up in a couple of days, and I'm out of town traveling. And I'm like, I'm out of town traveling, right? And so he sent the email, and I was like, this is not like my brother Singleton. I'm like, okay. And so I said, we don't have an iTunes store where I'm located, right? And I kept it moving. I just flowed with that. Then I got another one back, and it was like, hey, you know, there I need like three of them, and they're $100 a piece, and what you can do is you can just go to a Walmart. Now, y'all know me. Y'all know my mind. I'm like, okay, who is this? God bless you, Pastor Ware. Sister Felicia, good to see you. So I'm like, hold on now. This brother's talking about he's traveling, and he can't get to Walmart? Come on. Everywhere you go, there's a Walmart. So the truth of the matter is, if I was on the road at that particular time and he telling me he's on the road, hold on, where in the world are you where there's no Walmart nowhere around? You know what I'm saying? And so I did the right thing, right? I picked up the phone. I was like, hey, bro, what you doing? He's like, man, I just got the phone talking to brother such and such, and they're talking about receiving these emails and all that kind of stuff. And I said, God, you are setting this thing up perfectly for the people for this month. Because there's little situations like that occur, and a lot of times people don't pay attention to them. And so what I'm going to be bringing to us with whoever we have as guests, and again, I desire for some religious leaders to come on with us and just share some things, because I've been a victim of, well, my household has been a victim of identity theft once. And you know the beauty of identity, of what happened? It only lasted for a short time. But the truth of the matter is, it happens, the effects of identity theft, when it really, really occurs, it's a long process. And we're finishing up doing some things right now with identity theft and a couple of partners that we'll be presenting this to, which I'll share that once the ink dries, so to speak. And I know for a fact, y'all, that identity theft is one of those things where some people may say, listen, there are more important things to deal with. I get it, right? I get it. But here's what I also know. When something is out there and something is going on, and you decide as an individual, especially as a leader, you decide that it's not important because it's not hitting my front doorstep right now, that's problematic. That's problematic. I was at a service last night, and one of the things that Pastor Mark Hooten, one of the things that he said, let me ask you a question. Because he was talking about the enemy coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and that the enemy is not taking a break from any of us, right? He may not be really prevalent in our lives right now, like he's on our tail, but you got to believe that when you're out here doing things for the kingdom, that the enemy is you know, he's not on vacation for 3 years, you know? It may not be totally bad, but he's just like, you know what? I don't want this kingdom stuff to work. And so that's part of what he does. He causes disruptions and distractions in people's lives. And that was one of the things he said. He talked about distractions. Most people don't realize that when they become a victim of identity theft, it is going to distract. It is going to disrupt your normal course of operation. When we got notified, hey, your car had, or you know, I'm thankful that, you know, who we bank with. If I'm gone somewhere and I use my car, you know, maybe two times or three times, then I'll get denied. For example, they'll say, hold on, I happen to be at Walmart. I forgot where we was at. I don't know, Tennessee somewhere, or maybe he's up in Jersey, Mama.
Yes.
Swipe my card. I'm like, hold on, how come my debit card ain't working? What in the world? I know I got money in the account, right? And then when I call the bank, you know what I forgot, Mama? I forgot that we set a certain limit. And it was a security precaution. And I said, well, I'm thankful that was in place. Listen to me, y'all. I'm thankful that was in place, even though I forgot about it, right? Because what if that was somebody else that was using my debit card?
That's right.
And then I didn't have it, so now I got to try to figure it out. But they said, well, Mr. Dunlap, do you want to just raise your limit? I said, no, I'll keep it there. And now I have to have inside of my mind, I have to remember, okay, it's hundreds of dollars. If I'm in another place, then either I need to go online and bump it up so that when I spend some money, it doesn't hit, or I can use it for three or four times before it actually kicks in. That's not identity theft, but it's about the precautions is what I'm bringing. And so, Mama, there's so many things that's going on with identity theft. And I want to encourage that we need to really really focus not on a lot of these short-term things. See, one of the things that I hate to say I'm fearful of, I'm concerned about. I won't say fearful. I'm concerned about that there's so many short-term solutions being provided from the pulpit and in various churches and how a lot of members perceive how God is going to operate. It's like, let's just do something for the now. But when something requires you to have some long-suffering, some patience, when something is there that you really, really need in the long term, you don't know how to operate. And I'm gonna tell you something. When they got our stuff, y'all know me, y'all know my background a little bit. And I was like, no, don't cut it off. Don't just cut it off. It was a package that was being sent. Some stuff had been already sent, ordered on our card. I think like Aristotle, right, or something like that, one of the clothing department stores. But they were shipping that stuff off to some place in like Mobile, Alabama, somewhere. I don't live in no Mobile. And I was like, okay, there was another charge. Boom. I'm like, man, law enforcement. I'm telling the cops, listen, detective, let this go to the place. Because if you let it go to the place, then whoever picks it up, then you get to arrest their behind. But if you just cut it off and say, you know what, boom, don't worry about it. You know, the bank is giving you your money back. And I'm like, no, that's not the matter, that the bank is giving us our money back and took the hold off of our account. But the matter is, these jokers are out here to mess folk up.
Yes.
So this is some of, again, some for those who are just coming on, I'm setting this thing up so that you can understand that identity theft is, if it's ignored, right? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the precautions. I heard Pastor Hooten say, he said, listen, when you know that the enemy is coming, what do? Right? He said, sister such and such, he pointed to one of the sisters that was in the church. He said, if you went home and one of your neighbors came up to you and they said, Sister Renee or whatever her name was, I forgot, I apologize if she's watching, but he said, sister such and such, if one of your neighbors comes up to you and says, we just found out that there's been a rash of burglaries in the neighborhood. He said, now let me ask you a question. What are you going to do when you go into your house and before you go to sleep? I guarantee you, you're going to make sure, Mama, that your front door is locked.
Yes.
I guarantee you, if you have an alarm system, you're going to turn on the alarm system because you've been warned that there's some jokers coming to take your stuff.
Yes.
And since they're coming to take your stuff, I just want to believe that you want to protect your stuff.
Yes.
Let me tell you, for those of y'all who are watching and for those who will watch this a little bit later, this is probably not going to be viewed in the way I'm about to say it to a lot of people, but I promise you it is. This right here is about the principle of stewardship, because the truth of the matter is, if God has given me some stuff, it only makes sense that I protect it to the best possible extent that I can possibly protect it, right? Some of y'all have children that are watching, right? You have children. Don't you want to protect your children? Now let me hit this thing, because I was thinking about something. I was thinking about a twofold conversation. And again, I would love for some of y'all to come on camera, because there's so many people that have so many testimonies. There's so many people that know how these things, this thing of identity theft has affected some people. And if y'all are not talking about it, oftentimes it doesn't get the attention that it needs. I don't know if I'm going to go on a radio show tonight past 8:30, Mama. I'll keep on talking on Facebook Live. But when I shut down on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to shut down and we'll keep on going. If people really would love to talk about this, because if we don't talk about it now, try to talk about it later, it's not going to work. See, here's what I know. God has created us. Good to see you, Sister Vera. God has created us as believers to be a proactive people, not as a reactive people. And so since he's created us to be a proactive people, we got some stuff going on with this identity theft. It is the highest, fastest growing crime in America. And it's been like that for like 16 years. Okay, so you hold on. You're like, hold on, Doc. 16 years? It's 2018. 16 years, that goes back to 2002. I'm gonna have to shut down something on the other end. All right. 2002. That's a long time.
Yeah.
But nobody was talking about this in 2002. Nobody's talking about this really in 2003. But now when you look at how many billions of dollars get spent in identity theft and how it has these long-term effects on people, listen, I know God is saying, listen, when are my people going to pay attention to what is actually going on? If you're not paying attention to what is actually going on, then why in the world are you going to come to me after I'm giving you signs, after I'm showing you what's going on, after I'm showing you that this thing has affected so many people? And you walking around here like I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I ain't gonna touch my front door. Okay. Y'all know we deal with some matters, Mama, that a lot of people just won't deal with. But let me share this with you, and I'm just speaking, Brother Stacy. Good to see you, brother. There's some things that have to happen when people are victims of identity theft. Let me tell you, there are some people who have been victims of identity theft for people in their own family. Please hear me.
Yes.
People in their own family. You have parents that have perpetuated identity theft against their children. So hold on, how are you stealing the identity of your children? Well, when you go and you put that cable bill in your daughter's name or that water in your son's name and they're not but 10 years old, you have in fact stole their identity. And if you think anything is different, then watch this. If somebody did it to your child and it wasn't you, you would be in an uproar. So I'm telling you what I know. It is something that has happened. It's something that is happening. It's something that will continue to happen. Our goal is to make sure that people have the best possible opportunity to put some safeguards in place. There's people who have been trusted by our government in the field of corrections that have and there's plenty of cases I could read to you that have stolen the identities of inmates, Pastor Ware, stolen the identities of those who are incarcerated. Now listen, and you're gonna just hear my heart for a moment. I'll get up off of it. It's already hard enough for individuals who are getting out of prison, who have been out of prison, to function in our societies without having to deal with this mess. But there has to be some safeguards. There has to be some education. There has to be some of us on the outside that when these individuals start coming to our churches after they get out the pen and they start talking to you about, okay, I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to do better, and then this crap comes up. Hold on, I ain't had a credit card. I ain't never had a credit card. What's all this $22,000 in credit card bills I got? And now that makes things harder for individuals. You want to talk about recidivism? Let's deal with. I'm not going. All right, so let me tell you. I don't know. I may be done. Your name. I want to let everybody know that in Proverbs, I think 22:2, 22:1, one of them, it says it talks about your name being more precious than riches. One of the things that happens when identity theft hits somebody's front door, it messes up people's names. And when it messes up your name, how does it mess up somebody's name? Well, because somebody actually says, hold on now, Dunlap, I have no problem renting this apartment to you, right? But for some reason, when I look on your credit report, it seems like you really can't afford it with the amount of debt that you have. Well, hold on. What are you talking about? I just got off the pen. What do you mean? What do you mean I got an electric bill in my name? Well, we see that this thing was opened up. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of times what goes on with identity theft is people have not done what's there, what puts their name in a negative light. But you got to spend the time to fix this mess. So I'm like, okay, well let's hold on now. We know this happens. We know it's all around us. And I say to those who are watching, who are religious leaders, listen, let us do what we can do to help your congregation. Because first of all, Pastor Ware, you're not going to get up on Sunday morning talking about this. That's where you're not going to sit and run to the police station and you're not going to sit with a 65-year-old member calling around to all of the credit companies that they have credit cards with and you're not going to go reset all of the passwords to all of their various Hotmail and Gmail and Google and you're not going to – no, Pastor, you're not going to do this. So my question is, or my statement is, then why don't you let somebody that knows a little bit more about what you know, right? Because you're not going to do this, right? This is stuff that we do, but you're not going to do it. And God has me in a place, y'all, I'm telling you, where I said, you know what? It's okay, Pastor Ware, if you don't do it. Nobody's putting that on you as a pastor. I'm not. But here's the thing, and I'm not going to do it today. I'm just setting up some stuff. But when we talk next week and I start reading to you, and I'm going to read them to you, when I start reading to you some of the cases that we've researched, when I start reading to you, thanks to Victoria, our research coordinator, when I start reading to you some of the situations that happen in people's lives, and you start saying, well, doggone, this was right next door to where I live. Oh, my goodness, this is in my city. I didn't even know about that. Okay, maybe you'll take it a lot more serious because it's right there at your back door, right? Mama, any comments so far? And again, anybody that wants to jump on, please. Anybody that wants to be a part of the conversation, because I don't want this to be about all the negative effects. I want this to be where people can hear the pain and the heartache that this type of crime, which it is a crime, that this crime has affected in so many people's lives. And then because you hear that, something pricks your heart to say, you know what? I need to do something about this. Maybe we need to set aside a Bible study, one or two Bible studies next month, and let Dr. Dunlap or somebody from the team come in and talk to our folks about identity theft and help them to be able to identify some of the dangers and the pitfalls that could be right there in front of them. I remember years ago, Mama, when I was a kid, I had my little my little Atari 2600, and one of the games on Atari, I'm dating myself, right? Come on, y'all been there too.
Yeah.
One of the games on Atari 2600 was called Pitfall, and it was where this dude was running. He was in the jungle, and then he'd jump on his rope, and he had to go from and right here. It was like a little puddle or something like that, or a hole, and he had to jump on this string the string like Tarzan, and he had to go across. Sometimes you couldn't really see the pitfall because you're moving so fast. And next thing you know, you jump on the rope and you think that the hole is you know, you jump over here and you think all you got to do is get right here. But when you get on there and you start going across, you realize, oh my goodness, and you get ready to jump off and you still go right down in the pit. So what we're saying is, we don't want anybody falling in the pit when it comes to this. My prayer is that nobody within those of you who are watching, that nobody's house of worship has to experience this. And I can say this, and y'all know me now. Y'all know me by now.
Yes.
As a pastoral leader, there's some people that this is not going to be important for until it actually happens. Just like with credit, just like with debt. Mm-hmm. We know that. But here's what I want to say to y'all. Forget the fact about I know what their person's experience. My thing is, as a leader, bring this before the people. Because waiting until it happens is too late. We had, in my community, Pastor Hasty, we had a very, and again, I'm going to talk about, I'll bring some of the cases next week. But we had a very, very, very costly in this community. And I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now, but where I live, there was a very costly case of identity theft that came affecting service members in addition to other citizens. And it's amazing because I listened to people talk, Pastor, and they said, these men and women are serving our country. Some of them are on deployments, and so their wives or their husband was taking care of getting the taxes done, and this individual, look at what they did. So I said, well, that's usually the church response. Look at what happened after it doggone happened. So now I'm saying, well, you know what? It hasn't hit Grace Presbyterian. So we don't want to wait until or if it hits Grace. We want people to be informed about this so that if so, that God allows this to happen, because he allows things to happen. If somebody falls within their flesh and they do something that's detrimental, that the church knows how to respond. Because the truth of the matter is, the only body's life who truly stops when they become a victim of identity theft is the people that it affects, right? When they happen to us, we were the ones running around. not like a chicken with a head cut off, but it was like, oh, going, I got stuff to do. I ain't got time for this foolishness.
Right.
So we had to deal with it. So the one who is personally affected is always going to be the one doing all the way running around. And let me tell you something, Mama. You know this, being a seasoned saint. There are people out here that are gunning after, and I won't say elderly, after our older folks.
Yes.
They're gunning after them constantly, over and over and over. And these jokers don't let up because
they
know sometimes that older folks will wear down quicker. See, you can call me all day long. I have much fun with you. You keep calling me, trying to get me to put my credit card in this. I get the calls all the time. Hey, we want to lower your interest rate. Okay. What card are you calling about? Oh, it's about a MasterCard or Visa or an American Express that you have. You done gave me three choices. Evidently, you don't know me because you don't know what I have because you're talking about something that I don't have. You talking about either or. And I've been on the phone where I said, well, listen, what card do you want? Oh, yeah, you tell me. Well, I mean, you said you're looking at my credit report, so, you know, you pick one, and we'll go ahead and run with it. And it ticks them off because they're like, and then I've been cussed out before. I'm like, but, dude, you called me with this foolishness, trying to waste my time, so I'm going to waste your time. Because, see, the whole time I'm sitting here like this. I'm sitting here doing my work like, uh-huh. And I'm wasting their time because they're wasting my time. Stop calling me with that foolishness. But, you know, some older folks, sometimes, you know, they're y'all are doing y'all thing. And it's like there's nobody there to say, listen, if somebody's calling you, trying to get you to put your credit card, give them your bank card information, and I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, who's there to help protect? And that's why this whole series this month is about how to protect you and your family. Because now here's one thing. I said you and your family. Let me hit on individuals for a moment, then I'm probably going to be done. If I, as a father, and I, as a husband, don't know how to protect myself, Mama, from identity theft, how can I protect you as my wife? How can I protect my children from the same thing that I don't know how to protect myself from? That's why this education is so important, because I got to be informed. And listen, I'm putting that on men for a moment. I'm putting it on us because you hear we're the head of our households, we're the priest of the homes. We hear this. Well, listen, I'm saying let's be priests, let's be head of household, because I don't want to go through none of that with my wife. I don't want to go through none of that with my daughters. I don't want to go through none of that with my sons. But I have to know what are some things that I have to do, what are some things that I could do to mitigate the times if somebody decides they want to come after me and mess up my credit. And mess up my name. Let me tell you something. One of the worst things that can happen, and I'm going to tell you, because we know, because we've been teaching this for a long time, we know that individuals don't check their credit reports. I'll share this one thing. And please, I want y'all to respond if you know this to be true. And if you're watching and you've never heard it before, please put a comment in there because somebody needs to see that, okay, this is it. So listen, in the last 90 seconds that we have before we go on Blog Talk Radio, we want to thank everybody for being with us. I'm going to continue on for a couple of more moments on Facebook Live. But as always, prfministry.org is the website. You can always get to any of our shows on the PR table every Thursday. And also every Friday, first and third, we also have Kimberly Salas, who is on Your Health Is Your Wealth. So again, thank you for listening, those who are listening on Blog Talk. And if you're on Facebook Live, or if you're not on Facebook, you can catch me for a few more moments talking on Facebook Live. And so with that, Mama, good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm going to keep on going for a few moments, and we're going to see where this takes us. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Good evening.
All right. All right, so what's this, y'all? I forgot where I was at, but here's what I know. If you don't take into consideration some of the things that are actually happening, hear what I was saying, because I don't know what, but if you don't take into consideration some of the things that